Good day to you from Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, providing your daily financial services news wrap for Monday, February 24th, 2025. We begin today's bulletin in the telecom sector with Telstra, Australia's leading telecommunications company. In a positive move for shareholders, the firm has announced a rise in its dividend along with a $750 million share buyback. This strategic decision follows a strong performance with a 7.1% growth in first half profit. The company's success is driven by an increase in mobile customers and disciplined capital management. Moreover, Telstra is betting big on technology, planning an $800 million investment with Ericsson to upgrade their mobile network, a move signaling undeterred confidence in their growth trajectory. Moving on to property news, recent data from Ray White suggests a sizable retreat of property investors from Victoria due to increased land tax rates. The situation, while causing a significant drop in rental properties, is proving beneficial for first-time homebuyers. Interestingly, Victoria has the most first-time homebuyers in Australia, indicating a successful balance between market supply and demand. Analysts maintain that despite the concerns over a decrease in investor participation, the market equilibrium is holding steady, and affordability is better than ever as property values decrease. In other news, Australia's superannuation funds have kicked off 2025 on a positive note. We see January's median growth fund rising by 2.2%, driven by robust performance in domestic and global shares. Even with the US tech sector facing formidable competition from Chinese startup DeepSeek, developed international shares returned a solid 3.4%. Moreover, Australian shares showed remarkable growth, outshining the slightly underperforming emerging markets. This promising start to the year suggests a resilient trend for Superfund performance, offering reassurance for investors and consumers alike. Lastly, according to recent indicators, softer job growth figures might just be the silver lining the Reserve Bank of Australia has been looking for to mitigate inflation concerns. With forecasts indicating a slight rise in unemployment and slowing wage growth, there might be scope for potential rate reductions. However, the complexity of the economic landscape calls for careful navigation, with experts emphasizing the need for productivity enhancements and sector-wide reforms. That wraps up our financial bulletin for today, Monday, February 24th, 2025, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted partner in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For additional information, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori. Thank you for tuning in.